This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hamburg, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of this disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how you don't have to forgive a narcissist. How overly forgiving a narcissistic person can just make you vulnerable to more susceptible to being mistreated. It just absolutely can. So, yeah. So many people think forgiveness is next to godliness, which is cool. Whatever religion you believe in, I'm not trying to change your perspective on religion. I'm not trying to do any of that. I'm just here to let you know that constantly forgiving a narcissist or a toxic person for whatever they are doing to you can lead you to a sad, sad, terrible life. You don't have to I feel a rant bubble coming on, y'all. You don't have to forgive them. Where does it like? You can forgive them, but you do not, absolutely do not have to reconcile with them. You just do not. Where does it say anywhere you need to reconcile with somebody who treated you terribly? You need to reconcile with somebody who almost took your life. You need to reconcile with somebody who treated your kids terribly, who treated the stepkids terribly, who treats their family terribly. You don't have to reconcile with that person. You don't. Even if it's one of your parents, you don't have to reconcile with them if they were abusive to you throughout your entirety of your childhood into your adulthood. Because it typically doesn't stop when you get older. It just changes forms. You know, abuse doesn't stop. It just changes forms. They can stop being physically abusive to you. It's all being mentally abusive to you. You don't have to reconcile with you. But it's your mom. But it's your dad. But it's your friend. But it's your girlfriend. Y'all been married for this. Blah, 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 blah. It's your husband. Y'all been married. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. Outside perspective can hurt you a lot of times as well, y'all. This is not, here you go. Believe, isn't this outside perspective what you're doing right now? Yes, it's outside perspective, so take it with a grain of salt. You can choose to believe me, or you can choose to go back into a toxic relationship. You know what, Lee? You're a narcissist, and I'm not going to listen to you because you're a narcissist and I hate narcissists. I'm going to go back into, just to spite you, I'm going to reconcile with my toxic-ass ex. I'm going to reconcile with the person who beats my kids in front of me. They aren't even their kids. They are just my kids. These are their stepkids. They just do that in front of me. I'm going to do that just to spite you, Lee Hammond, because you're a narcissist. If that floats your boat, I hope they come get your kids and take them away from you. They don't do that, y'all. Seriously. You try to do stuff to spite other people. Everybody doesn't have a vendetta against you. I know people see the word narcissist in my bio or me when I introduce myself. Your favorite self-aware narcissist, y'all get angry. I'm not the one who hurt you. I'm not. You know what I mean? Believe you, you're just this right here is her. No, it's not me hurting you. It's me trying to help you and telling you out of my mouth that narcissistic people view constant forgiveness and reconciliation as a weakness. They view it as a vulnerability. Reconciliation is like blood in the water to a shark. They just, blood, and they come get you. They will, I'm just telling you. They play on your emotions. Well, everybody leaves me. Nobody gives me a second, fourth, fifth. Nobody gives me 15 chances when all I need is 15 chances to waste your damn time. I don't think y'all understand that narcissists do not care about wasting your time. It's your time that they're wasting. They're getting what they want from you, but you're not getting what you want and need from them. So in essence, you're wasting your time. They are not wasting theirs. They don't care about it either. They don't care about whatever perspective you bring to the table. They do not care about that because it's you. It's in your head. It's your mind. You have to make a decision. You have to make a conscientious decision to leave this person alone. Or to cut this person out of your life, or to reduce contact, whatever helps you heal. I know you can't go, it's easy to say go no contact, but it's not easy to actually perform the act of going no contact.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Contact on someone. I understand that as well. I don't try to, this is not a chastising channel. You don't see me out here trying to hurt people's feelings and I try to jolt you into changing your perspective on things. I just do. I'm here to help you. Believe it or not, y'all. People make YouTube videos about me being a demon from hell, and out here Lee Hammond was made in the hell factory. He came up from the spirits of Jezebel. He's 60% Satan, 35% Jezebel, and 5% helper. So I don't want your 5%, Lee Hammond. Keep your 5%, because I got God that helped me through this. I got God that's going to heal my toxic person in my life that's treating me terribly for the last 20 years. God wants me to help. No, keep on doing what you're going to do. You keep on doing it. This is not me mocking religion. This is me mocking people who use religion who weaponize religion to get people to do what they want them to do. Come on now, y'all. I'm just like, come on, bring it, y'all. I'm seriously. You don't have to reconcile with them. Cool. You can forgive them if it helps you heal, if it helps you clear your mind at church. Hey, you gotta forgive them. You can't hold that anger in your heart. You need to forgive them. I think a lot of people misconstrue the definition of forgiveness to mean you have to take the person back. You can forgive the person and you can forgive the person and not allow them access to your life. You don't have to reconcile with them. Hey, look, I forgive you, but I also don't want you in my life anymore. Click, hang up on them and dance on their ass. You know what? You can do that. You know what? I forgive you for hurting me, but you're out of my life forever, you piece of beep. And hang up on them. You don't have to reconcile with them. Forgiveness and reconciliation are completely different. They are cousins. They are not the same thing. You don't have to forgive them to feel, you don't have to reconcile with them to feel better about yourself. You don't have to give them a 15th chance. Ask yourself this question. If the shoe was on the other foot, if your size 17 toxic shoe was on the other foot, would they forgive you 15 times? Would they take you back 15 times? No, absolutely not. But you will. You see how unequal that is. And you know it too. You ask yourself that question. You know the truth, but you still don't take the actions necessary to get past the person, to leave the person be. You know, you absolutely know the truth. You know it in your heart of hearts that this person would not forgive you for doing the same things to them that they are doing to you. They would not reconcile with you for doing the same things to them that they are doing to you. And if they did, prepare for the rest of your life to be horrible. They're going to hold that against you for the rest of your existence. Oh, you cheated on me? I know I cheated on you 15 times, but this one time carries way more weight. I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to get back with you. But the rest of you, your soul is mine. You're pretty much giving your soul to this person. Y'all want to believe in God, but you're giving your soul to a man. You're giving your soul to a woman. You're giving your soul to someone else who isn't God. So what is that right there, y'all? That sounds like blasphemy right there. You're religious. That sounds like blasphemy. You're giving your soul to a person as opposed to giving it up to the Almighty. You're not giving it up to me. Well, we're giving your soul to you. No, I'm not a soul collector, baby. I help people out of toxic situations. I help toxic people go to therapy and realize what they're doing. That's what I do. You have to empower yourself. You don't have to forgive them. Not forgiving them, not reconciling with whatever. Narcissistic robot overheating needs to reboot. You don't have to forgive them to be a good person. You just don't. I feel like the robot, that cat robot from the Lightyear movie, Socks. That's what I feel like when I did that. It's like, beep, 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 meow, 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 meow. But, no, just stay empowered, y'all. Stay empowered. Take care of yourself. That's all I have to say on this video, y'all. Other than live in-person workshop, September 24th, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Live in-person meet and greet workshop, October 15th, Austin, Texas. Live in-person meet and greet workshop in November in Toronto, Canada. You can check those out, one-on-ones, mentalhealness.net.net. They won't give me mentalhealness.com. I'll see you out there. Mentalhealness.net. Check me out, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Peace and blessings. Mental Hillness is out.